The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. That's learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, and good morning. I hope that you are starting your day in a positive way and that you're waking up to a great weekend. Again, you are just tuning in with the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And actually, I'm just here with Tom. How are you doing, Tom?
Everything's well. Beautiful weekend. It is going to be very, very warm, folks, up to 100 degrees in the inland areas.
They did say that.
Watch your cats, your dogs, anything with a pulse, granddad, grandma, the
water,
kids.
Water, 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 right?
And nobody stays in the car ever.
That's so true. You know what? So many people think that they can just, I'll be right back.
30
you know?
Seconds.
Yeah. God forbid your children, your dogs, your aunt. I mean, anybody. You
don't
just said,
do it.
Don't do it.
Yeah. People in parking lots now are breaking windows when they see that.
Yeah.
They just go up. The police will come up and they'll do something very, don't do it.
It makes sense. I mean,
be really, careful. Be safe.
There you go. All right. Well, again, I do want to remind anybody that if you haven't already gone to the Ventura County Fair, that is going on. This is the last weekend, and we're down to the rodeos now, which is going to be tonight and tomorrow. And, oh, my God, I've had so much fun there. I saw Leanne Rimes, and I saw B-52s, and I know a bunch of people went last night to see, or a couple nights ago to see the band Perry. What have you been seeing, Tom?
I saw Huey Lewis and the News.
Was
and
that great?
I saw the B-52s. Very good. Huey was a blast.
Really? Gosh, I love it. And I know a couple people that went. Well, I know a bunch of people. I mean, I have to tell you, there is so many people that have attended, and we're so excited. We've been giving it tickets away all over the place on Facebook and on our show. And again, we just thank so much for being a part of Ventura County Fair. We have so many things that we are giving away today on our show. And of course, Jennifer is on vacation, so we hope that she's having a great time. And I do want to give out the phone number here, which is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. That is the number that you can call in to win. And all you have to do is leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. And of course, you are tuned into The Brighter Side of the 805, and we are talking from the talking about life in general. And I want to start off with just a moment of inspiration. Only use your time on the things that make you smile. You know, it's interesting. It's like so many of us just go through and we're like, we think it's just a duty. But this is our life. There is no trial run in life. And you definitely want to just really spend your time. So we're so grateful that you are here. And of course, we always talk about the brighter side. We've got some great guests today, and we're going to talk about the Surf and Suds Beer Festival. That is actually going on today in Carpinteria. And we've got some tickets that we can just email over to a couple winners over there. So right now, let's just start off with that at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I don't know if any of you had gone to the one out here in Ventura. It was their first time out here. But they've been doing the Carpinteria for a long time out there, and it's a great show. Also, today we're going to talk with Victor Lippman, and we're going to be talking about the Type B manager. And so I'm excited to do that. That's our first show. And then just to kind of remind you, we've got Cindy Schoonmaker from Whole Foods at Oxnard, and also Cynthia, and she's going to be talking about all their great products. Like, of course, you know I'm a hair therapist, and I'm all about the hair products, all the natural products. So in our second hour, we're going to be talking about that. And then we've got Peter, and he is going to be giving us some updates about cocktails in Havana event. And so we're excited to have him. So again, Tom, you want to talk about all of our other giveaways?
Excellent food is always great. Restaurants, Paul Martin's, a $25 gift certificate. Same for the Lure Fish House. That's $25. BJ's Restaurant, excellent. Go there with the family all the time. How about Famous Dave's Barbecue? $25 there, along with $25 at the Lazy Dog Cafe. We also have certificates for the Midtown Cafe and a free kids meal at one of our favorite places to have hamburgers, probably the best in Southern California, and that is The Habit. Pete's Breakfast House is with us, too. Fun things to do. You can go to the Ventura County Fair for Saturday, today, and Sunday. Surf and Suds Beer Festival, that's another great event that's happening today. Then we go to the 19th. Paseo Camarillo Cinemas presents Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night with Jason Love as your host, very funny guy. Wings Over Camarillo next weekend is really going to be cool. Plenty of time to walk around with the family and look at those beautiful airplanes. Along with that, the Red Bull helicopter will do stunts that will absolutely blow you away. On August 27th, Thousand Oaks, 4th Annual Brewfest, fermented
there you go.
The Kiwanis Club of T.O., 4 to 8 o'clock. If you love happy hour, you're going to love this one. September 6th, 7th Annual Camarillo Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival. That's the Labor Day weekend. A great party. And then one more concert, the Beach Boys. What a way to get into September. Late September, of course. It's September 25th. But one of the best shows to come to this area, Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, the Beach Boys.
There you go. Thank you so much, Tom. And again, the phone number here is 805-419-0008. Let's just start off with also, how about a Pete's Breakfast House? It's always good. And I have to tell you, you know, when you eat breakfast and you kind of feed your soul, your body, your mind, you kind of start your whole day off in a right way. So we are actually going to be waiting for Andres come right now from the Surf and Suds Beer Festival. But Tom, I see that you were, did you take your kids to the roller coaster?
They went to, my son now has a season pass for Magic Mountain.
Okay.
And that's what he likes to do. And for bargains, a season pass at Magic Mountain, as long as it's cheap.
Yeah.
It's really a lot of bang for the buck. It's real close to us. Anyone in Ventura County can get there very quickly. And it's not a traffic drive, so
no.
It's not like going to Disneyland.
It's kind of, we have some really great things that are right here. Did you go with him?
I didn't this time, but you're looking at about $80, and I will tell you, for $80, the tip is get that humongous plastic cup that is the forever drink that you buy for like $10 once.
Oh, and you just fill it
free,
up?
Fill for free,
oh,
fill
really?
For free,
so you get the pass and the cup, and you're good to go.
The whole deal. Hey, kids don't really want to eat much when they're flying up and down roller coasters. Not the best thing. So you eat as you leave at one of the restaurants, and they're loaded up there with all the typical In-N-Outs and the like.
Did your wife go on with them?
She doesn't ride the coasters. She mostly walks them up to line and then lets them. She'll go on things like the Gold Rusher and the Mellower coasters, but they have some psychotic rides there.
It's funny. When I saw that picture, I used to be seriously the roller coaster queen, and I saw a couple people post that. Now, no way. I don't know. I just don't. It's like, it's not even appealing to me anymore.
I was told by a doctor, because I asked him. I was the same guy. I could go. I jumped out of a plane twice. I was really good at handling anything like that. So it had been a long, long time. And somebody said, want to go to Magic Mountain? I said, yeah, let's go. I went. First roller coaster I went on, I thought,
I don't feel so good. Yeah.
And I wondered what the heck happened. Doctor told me the inner ear fluid gets thicker as you get older. So when it's jostled, it doesn't quite
settle.
Maybe
that happens on our boat too then, you know?
Could be, absolutely.
I'm telling you, because I used to not even have to think about it. Now I'm like, oh gosh, it's just not my favorite thing. And you know what's interesting? As we get, I want to say younger, right? I kind of pick and choose, kind of along with what I just started in, you know, only use your time on things that you really want, make you smile, make you happy, you know. And of course, you know, I mean, you definitely want to say yes to things in life, but you really, I'm not into not feeling good after a roller coaster ride.
A favorite time of mine was when we went to Magic Mountain and this girl from England was there. And I guess for the most part, they don't have these kinds of rides, I guess, in England.
Not You've been there so much. Frequently. Yes, exactly.
And she said, it's like getting in a bloody car wreck for 10 hours.
Oh,
why do you people
God,
do
that's
this?
So perfect.
Because we were there for the whole day. And she says, why would you subject yourself? And she was almost mad because this is fun. This is what you do. And back then, I was like king of the coaster. I could handle a lot of them. And I thought, what's wrong with this woman? Now I get it. Absolutely get it.
I'm telling you, it is crazy. Well, I do want to do a couple shout outs. And of course, again, you have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. One, we want you to make sure that you stay tuned on our Facebook page because there's even more chances to win. And we have all these amazing weekly giveaways. So definitely like our page on, and that is facebook.com/Kim Pagano Show. And also sunset dinner over at the Ronald Reagan Library. We got the Eagles tribute band and Fleetwood Mac tribute band. It should be another great show and always a great dinner over there. And of course, we've got the Wings Over Camarillo Air Show coming up. And that is August 22nd and 23rd. And let me tell you, in fact, next week we've got another guest coming on, but another great family event over there. And that is it's 2 days of like full and packed of amazing you know, air shows and all that stuff, but vendors, everything, you got it all happening there. Anyways, and then of course we've got the 7th annual Camarillo Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival, and that's coming up. It's September, but that's gonna be here before we know it. And that's September 6th, 11 to 4. So we've got the chili cook-off, wine and beer, classic car show, everything happening there. And and also this time they've got I think they always do it, but the fun and games zone for kids, plus live music with Heartache Tonight and Caught Red-Handed. So it should be another great show. We're going to take a really quick break right now, but I'm going to give some tickets away right now. How about Wings Over Camarillo Air Show? That is August 22nd and 23rd. We've got tickets for you. Give us a call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And thank you so much for joining us here this morning, Saturday morning. And, of course, today is the Surf and Suds Beer Festival. And I managed to get Andres here, Nuno, to kind of like scoot in here really before all the fun starts. And, of course, we've got tickets for you. And, Andres, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Tell us about, you know, I was telling everybody before you got here, all the people were just waking up with us, that we had the first one out here in Ventura. So successful.
Yeah, that was our first annual one that we had there. And this will be our third one that we have in Carpinteria.
Yeah, so I figured this one's definitely going to be kicking it, right?
It's,
I mean, yeah.
It's a little larger than that one.
And it takes that whole street, right?
Yes. It basically... it's staring at the ocean in front of Island Brewing Company in Carpinteria.
Yep.
On a beautiful grass field.
Yeah, and you got this amazing weekend that people are just, oh my God.
It's we do have a lot of shade for people.
Do you? Okay, yes. Good. All right. So anyways, again, if you are just tuning in with us with the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, we are talking about the Surf and Suds Beer Festival. And of course, we've got tickets for you. We've been giving them away on Facebook. And how many tickets do we have? Let's just throw that out there.
You guys
right
have two pairs of VIP, but I'm going to throw in an extra pair as well.
Ooh, so you are always so cool. Okay. All right. Anyways, you guys call in right now. We've got tickets for you guys. We want to make sure that you get out there. This is so much fun. We're going to find out a little more about it, but 805-419-0008. So tell us, Andres, what are we going to find? And tell us really kind of the concept behind Surf and Suds Beer Festival.
Yeah, the Surf and Suds concept came from Deep Surf Magazine, which I run. So it was just mixing craft beer with craftsmen of the ocean. So you're going to have over 55 breweries on site. We'll also have over 10 different shapers that will be there as well with some boards. And then we throw in a lot of our vendors are all surf related or beer related. So it's a nice... what we call a beach style festival centered around beer and surfing.
Can't get any better than that,
no,
right?
And it's going to be gorgeous out. So
I know.
We ordered an extra tent today to get up there so that we can make sure that everybody's nice and cool and plenty of water for everybody. Great food.
So talk to us. Okay, so how many breweries?
So right now we're at over 55.
Okay.
We also are introducing a wine area that we mixed in with some ciders as well.
Nice.
Some shandies. And also there's another company called Palm Breeze. It's more of like a spritzer.
Okay.
So we have a whole section that's just kind of a different style that's not so hoppy and something lighter for people who are maybe just getting into the craft scene or bringing their wives or girlfriends who want to drink something else other than beer.
Like it. Okay. I happen to love beer, so I'm
all
like,
right.
Yeah, I'm right there. And I could do a couple. I like wine. I'm not one of those connoisseur wine. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not too hip on wine.
Isn't that
I
funny?
I don't know much about it.
Yeah.
But, I actually went to an event in Ventura and tried some wine. And actually, I was surprised that I really did enjoy it.
I know. If you find the one that kind of matches your personality, maybe.
I was a Syrah guy.
Oh, I like it. I like it. All right. So, okay, what kind of food are we going to have there? And you're
see.
Able to purchase it, correct?
Yes. The food is there for purchase. Mm-hmm. We have three food trucks, Confusion, Georgia's, the Burger Bus. We also have two different style hot dog stands that are going to be there, a Mexican food truck as well. So you're going to have plenty of options to eat. We also have pizza on site. So everything we chose goes with beer, and I'm really excited about it.
There you go. And, of course, with all that, I mean, I know there was tons of people dancing last time.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about the bands, because that just kind of brings it all together.
I think what we try to do is bring the entertainment value up, so that people are enjoying themselves, not just with the beer, but actually going to have a good time when they go there. So we start off with the Olays. It's a great new young band out of Isla Vista who are really kind of taking over the scene in Isla Vista and Santa Barbara area.
Nice.
Then we go with Efficiency the Moon, who's a local Carpinteria band and is really getting really, really good, and they have a strong following. And then we finish off with one of my favorite bands in this area. It's Cornerstone Reggae, who's... I mean, if you haven't heard them, you're going to fall in love with them.
Were they at the last one?
They were in Buellton, but they were not in Ventura.
Oh, okay.
But in Ventura, we also had a great band, too. So
okay.
it's something that we really want to emphasize, is that, hey, you know, you're coming here for the beer, but you're going to get a lot more out of it, and you're just going to enjoy yourself that
day.
It's
just a day.
Yeah.
It's a whole day.
It's a fun day.
Yeah. I mean, and not only that, I have to tell you, Carpinteria is like one of my favorite getaways. I love walking down and walking by, past all the breweries, onto the beach.
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird because they don't really let dogs or anything on that beach, right?
On a portion of the beach, there's no dogs permitted, but... the locals know that after you get past 4th Beach.
Oh, you're able to?
Kind of.
Okay.
Take your dog there.
Okay. All right. But you know what? I don't know. There's something just so tranquil about down there.
It's still a sleepy little town.
I know.
I mean, we have a lot of great businesses, restaurants.
Do you live down there?
I do live there. I've lived there my entire life.
Really?
Yep.
So what school did you go to down there?
I went to Aliso School when I was in elementary, and then Carpinteria Middle School, and then graduated from Carpinteria High School in 1999.
And you still live there?
I still live there.
That's awesome.
My girlfriend's born and raised there as well.
Really?
My son born and raised there. So.
Yeah, and your family still lives out there?
My mom actually lives in Santa Barbara.
Okay.
But my girlfriend's parents do live in Carpinteria.
That's It is just a quaint little place down there. I love it.
Yeah.
And I love, there's some really good restaurants down there.
You know, that's what we are really excited about is, you know, after the event's over, we're so excited that we are bringing thousands of people to the event. They're going to walk up Linden Avenue and just... check out our town and see how cool it is. There's some great places to
eat. What's the name of the Italian restaurant that's right there? They've got this quaint little backyard. I don't even want...
Gianfranco's.
Oh, my God. I tell you, every time we go there, it's just like...
And that's just a block and a half up
the way. It's an experience, you know?
Yeah. No, it's, and then you can go to the Palms. You can go to Sly's, Cork Tree, Giovanni's. You go shoot some pool. There's just so much to do after the event. And, you know, the town just kind of...
welcomes
alive.
Everybody
comes,
there.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Comes alive for a while, so it's nice.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So I know that obviously we always want to be careful when we're drinking. So what are some of the transportation, you know?
Our number one form of transportation at this point is Amtrak, because you're going to get dropped off literally at the front door. So anybody coming from south or north, it's super easy. Jump on Amtrak. There's two trains that come in before the event starts. There's also two trains that leave each way. So that's for people coming a little bit further, might want to do that, or from Santa Barbara or Ventura. The other one is if you're in town or you want to ride a bike, we have a free bicycle valet. So you come ride your bike, you park it.
You don't have to worry about that's going
to
get ripped off or anything?
You guys, it's Santa Barbara Bicycle Coalition hands you a valet slip. When you come back, you give them your slip, you get your bike back, and off you go.
Nice.
And then we've worked with Uber. It's going to be on site. And so what they do is if you are at the event, you stop by their booth, you register, they give you a complimentary, I'm not sure how much it is, but basically so that you can get home safe that day. And they tell you a little bit about the concept of Uber. And so that's been a really nice partnership with those guys too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who from your Ventura one is going to be at that one? Or is there a couple of your huge vendors that stand out that...
I'm excited that Trek Bikes has come on as our title sponsor this year for the second year. They do a great bicycle giveaway. I think last in the Ventura one, they gave away two, and I think they're planning to do the same thing in Carpinteria today.
Wow.
And they've been just amazing. They bring out all their bikes. People love it. They set up this entire zone where you can hang out. I'm also excited about Chop Top Bottle Company that puts together cups, glasses, soap dispensers out of recycled bottles.
That's kind of cool.
With beer labels on them. So it's really cool. We have Dorsal Fin's going to be there. We have a company called Stella Divina sells coasters out of used beer labels. So there's a lot of things that you get a chance when you're having a beer. You get to walk around and you'll stop and you're going to run into a shaper. You're going to run into a cool vendor that you're going to ask some questions about. We really try to give you more, like I said, more than just beer.
You know, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us, waking up with us, and on this great Saturday, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And again, we're talking about Surf and Suds Beer Festival. What time does it start?
At 11:30 VIP entry. So if you do win the tickets, that's what time you want to get there.
Okay.
General admission is at 12:30, and the event's over at 5 p.m.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. So it's kind of, it's a great day, and yet you still have the whole evening to go and have dinner somewhere or enjoy. And
the restaurants will be bustling.
Yeah,
downtown.
I bet they will. Okay. So I always like to ask this. How many have you done of these already?
Okay. So this will be my third one in Carpinteria.
Okay.
The first one in Ventura this year as well. And then the same team that puts together Surf and Suds also managed the Builton Brew Fest. So this will be our fifth one that we have done. And we seem to really get along with all the vendors and the breweries and the wineries and put on a good show. They enjoy coming to our events.
How hard is it to put something like this on?
We plan the events all year. So it's basically 12 months we are planning for it. And whether it's finding security, what food trucks are going to be there, what bands, small things like, don't forget the wristbands.
Yeah.
The glassware. It's a lot of planning, but we have a great team that puts it together. And I'm excited that the people I work with are so good at what they do.
Is there anything coming up, events in Ventura that you'll be a part of?
You know, no, not anymore. But we're going to do next year. We're going to do Ventura again.
Right.
So we'll do it Father's Day weekend of next year will be our second annual Surf and Suds Beer Festival at the Ventura Harbor again.
Okay, right.
But up until then, that's the only event we do in Ventura County right now.
Okay.
Right now, though.
Right now. Okay. Yeah. Okay. We need to talk. That sounds really good. Okay. Yeah. Well, cool. Again, Surf and Suds Beer Festival, that's happening today. VIP, we've got VIP tickets that we're giving out here on the Kim Pagano Show. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, and we'd love to get those tickets in your hand. And actually, they're like a email, right? So we can email them to them, and they just...
All you're going to do is just forward them the passes we sent you, and they'll have it virtually at their phone.
And that's
just
cool for them to come in that way?
Yep,
okay,
and
awesome.
We just scan their phone.
Okay.
And we'll be good to go.
Very good. All right. We're so excited, Andres. Thank you again for sharing this on our show here. And, of course, we're going to put those on Facebook, too.
All right.
So we've got tickets there, tickets here. And again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're going to take a really quick break. And let's also throw some air show tickets in there. That's Wings Over Camarillo. That is August 22nd and 23rd. And we've got tickets for that too. Give us a call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Victor Lipman. And we're going to be talking about the Type B manager and leading successfully in a Type A world. So you might want
to
stay for this.
All
right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Beer, beer, beer. I'm going for a beer. Beer, beer, beer. I'm going to drink some beer. I like drinking beer. Lovely, lovely beer.
Join Camarillo Hospice at the 7th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival, September 6th, 11 to 4 p.m. at the Camarillo Ranch. Expect lots of fun, food and drink, ICS-sanctioned chili competition, Pleasant Valley Lions Club barbecue, wine and beer, Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament, classic car display, fun and game zone for the kids, and live performances. All proceeds benefit Camarillo Hospice, a volunteer hospice and grief counseling center, providing free services to those facing life-limiting illnesses, grieving the loss of a loved one, or considering end-of-life issues and plans. To purchase tickets, visit www.CamarilloChiliCookoff.com. When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.SomasNutHouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for tuning in here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And again, we've got some great events coming up, and we want you to be a part of all these things. And of course, you know, I just ate dinner at Paul Martin's, and I can't tell you, oh my gosh. I don't know. I don't know if the sweet potato or the steak, was better. They were just amazing, and everything's really good there. I want to give out a gift certificate right now to Paul Martin's, and that's 805-419-0008. And of course, our next guest is Victor Lipman, and we're gonna be talking about Type B manager lead, and I love it, because really we're living in a Type A world, at least most of us are. And let's welcome him on. Victor, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for being here. So tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll kind of jump into your book.
Sure. Well, my background in management was that I worked for 25 years for a large life insurance company, financial services company. I retired 3 years ago. I had been a frontline manager and executive in the communications and marketing areas. And when I retired, I had been a journalist for about a decade before going into business. And one of the things that I'd been thinking about for a long time was the whole topic of management and what works and what doesn't, and why so many employees tend to be disengaged and unproductive. And I began to write some blogs for Forbes and Psychology Today. And then that, in fact, evolved into a book, The Type B Manager, Leading Successfully.
You know, I love the name of the book, but I want to ask you, what is a Type B manager?
Well, Type A and Type B are two different personality types that generally were devised by a couple of doctors named Friedman and Rosenman back in the 1950s through 70s, particularly relative to cardiac situations and how Type A individuals, which and probably most of us know this has entered the national vocabulary, tend to be distinguished by a higher octane type behavior, I would call it, certain amount of competitiveness, aggressiveness, impatience, just being fairly fast-paced and tightly wired, whereas Type Bs are
a little more laid back?
A little more laid back, a little calmer, generally a slower pace and a little different people orientation. Now, the thing that struck me when I began thinking about this book a few years ago was that this Type A and Type B framework, although it had been used in the medical field for years and was, in fact, you know, a very important predictor of certain cardiac kind of events, had never really been applied in a large and comprehensive way to the business world. And it just seemed to me a really interesting and constructive lens through which to view management behavior.
So do you think that, you know, I know you say leading successfully in a Type A. Do you think our world is Type A?
Well, I think that parts of the business world are Type A.
Mm-hmm.
I think, again, it depends where you are. If you're, I think you're in California, I believe.
Correct.
And I would say that the, you know, let's say the surfing scene in California is probably a lot more
laid back. Yeah, where we are, Ventura, it's Tom, what do you think? Do you think that Ventura is a little bit more laid back?
I think Ventura definitely is. That's why a lot of times they call it Ventucky.
Ventucky, yeah, yeah. You know, but it is interesting. I was just doing hair the other day, and I was talking to this lady who we were talking about a business deal that she's working on. And there, I don't know if there was a problem or something, and so they weren't able to send out everything right away. And so she went through all the investors that were part of this and kind of like started trying to explain to them that there was a problem and they really want to fix it and they want them to still be involved. And they went down and started looking at all the different cultures. And it was really interesting how, you know, the Southern were like, oh, no problem. Sorry you had a problem. That's, you know. And it was the different cultures that how we handle our personalities and how we handle our business deals.
Right. But, no, that's a great point. And to come back to your original question, I would say that in the business world in particular, you're asking me about what is type A and what is type B.
Right.
I think in the higher rungs of management, wherever you are, that tends to be a largely, not completely, but a largely type A environment, because those are the kind of people who are apt to normally be willing to work as hard and as diligently as you have to get ahead. That doesn't mean it's exclusive by any means, and I think there are some companies out there, for example, and it's hard to know really what a whole culture is like unless you're really in the middle of it, but places like maybe Southwest Airlines, Starbucks, Trader Joe's tend to have a little more of a type B flavor. But my whole point in writing this book is just because type A's predominate in the higher levels of business, that doesn't mean at all that type B's can't make it. I mean, don't think for a minute that just because have a different kind of personality, a little slower, more relaxed, calmer, that that's not well suited for management, because it could well be. You may well be able to forge those more meaningful, closer relationships with employees that will in fact lead ultimately to loyalty and productivity.
I like that. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Again, that's a different phone number than the rest of the shows, but we'd love to hear from you. And we're talking right now with Victor Lipman. We're talking about the Type B manager leading successfully in a Type A world. You know, it seems to me that I think I used to be a little more stressed out. Everything had to be the perfect, and now I'm kind of a little more laid back. I'm a little more forgiving, and I don't know if that comes with age or if it comes with experience, life experience. But what are some of the most common, you know, is there a higher A or a higher B?
Overall, I don't really know what the numbers are on a national basis. I think that it's fair to say in the rungs of management and senior management in particular, A's predominate. In the overall population, that's a great question. I would think they would tend to be reasonably evenly distributed, but I don't have any aggregated national data for an entire projectable to an entire population.
Right.
I'm more familiar with observing it in the
And let me ask you a question, and I wondered if it coincides with the type B or the type A manager, is what are more people disengaged with a type A or a type B?
Well, I think that's one of the overall, to give you a quick answer, I'll give you a little background for that. I think that is one of the challenges of type A management. I would say that more people tend to be disengaged because of type A managers. And if you look at what management is, it's all about accomplishing work through other people. Yet that type of intensity, that type of focus, that type of drive is not always easy to be on the receiving end of. I think a phrase I use in the book is that most people chafe under too much authority, too much forcefulness, too much control. Whereas, if you're a little more calmer, a little more patient, a little more easygoing, ongoing personality, that can be an easier personality to work with on an ongoing basis. Because when you're working for a manager, you're not working for someone for just 2 or 3 hours a day, let's say, and then you're done with it. This is a long-term relationship. And that type of personality can take a toll over time.
A type, somebody hounding. I need the best, right?
Yeah, and I often say the other point that I want to make is that it really depends also on a degree of self-awareness and introspection. I wouldn't want to come across as saying that all type A's are bad managers or it's not the best way to manage, because in fact there are many terrific type A managers out there. They dominate the business world, and we know there's a lot of great and successful businesses being run all the time. The point just is that if it's not accompanied by a degree of self-awareness of how you're coming across to others, then it can cause you problems. As you say, that becomes the hounding.
The hounding, exactly.
Without being aware that you're hounding.
Victor, we need to take a really quick break. Will you stay on with us?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to take a really quick break. We're talking with Victor Lipman, and we're talking about the Type B manager. And we're going to find out a little bit more about this and maybe get some tips and stuff. So stay with us. Again, I want to make sure everybody, this is the last couple days for the Ventura County Fair. Make sure you get out there. And there's also a booth out there, Simply Say Thank You. And that's just something, a courtesy to all of our military, all of our people out there, that we have made it so possible for us to be safe where we are today. I've got tickets, and how about some Laugh Out Loud comedy night? That's August 19th at Paseo Camarillo Cinema featuring Jason Love. We've got tickets for you right now. Give us a call, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Duvall Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Brighter Side of Life. And that is the 805. And of course, we are the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm actually here solo with Tom. And of course, we're talking right now with our guest, Victor Lipman. We're talking about the Type B manager. And it's a very interesting topic, because we all handle life in so many different ways. I do want to remind you of our next hour, and we've got Cindy Schoonmaker and Cynthia coming in from Whole Foods at Oxnard. And if you haven't stepped into Whole Foods, oh my God, it's an experience, I have to tell you. Also, Peter is going to be joining us and talking about Cocktails in Havana event that's coming up. And again, we would love you to join us there. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. I just want to let everybody know that we are here every Saturday from 6 to 8 and then again from 2 to 3. And all of our shows have completely different guests on it. So it's not like if you heard the first show, you don't have to listen. You want to hear them all because we bring the most amazing guests on our show. And it's all inspiring. That's what it's all about. So again, I've got some air show tickets, and that's Wings Over Camarillo. And that is Saturday and Sunday, August 22nd and 23rd. And they're actually celebrating the 70th anniversary of the end of the, okay, what is that, Tom? You're going to tell me. Was that the...
Oh, is that the Osprey? Yeah. What are we looking at?
What year is that? So it's a they're celebrating... No? Okay.
I don't know what we're talking about. Okay. The Osprey is okay. World War II would
be
World
1940.
World
War II, thank you. Is it 1940?
Yeah,
that's
that would
okay.
Be World
that's
War II.
What I was asking.
Ish.
I knew you would know that. So
it did span.
There you go.
My dad got into it in 1939 because
I knew you would know that.
He fought for the Royal Canadian Air Force at the time, so they got in early.
Okay. So again, they are celebrating the 70th anniversary of the World War II. And I'm telling you, this is going to be an amazing time there. And I'm not sure if there's any VIP tickets left, but I'm telling you, if you can get those, you want to do that. It's going to be over at Camarillo Airport. It's going to be family fun and events, and gates and open up 9 o'clock, and there's going to be aerobatic flying and static displays and classic cars and motorcycles, and I'm telling you, they even got the Red Bull helicopter going to be there. So anyways, we've got tickets for you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. All right, Victor, we were talking about the Type B manager. And you know what's interesting to me is I'm just going to look at the way my husband and I do business. And he's had people that have worked with him forever, and so have I, but we're so different in the way we handle things. And I think that's so interesting, which why I think your book is so interesting. But what are some of the tips to really having a successful business at the same time as having a successful life? Because you don't want to dread going to work every day.
Well, I think from a management standpoint, you want to develop relationships with employees that are built on mutual respect and trust, and you need to be candid with them, you need to be a good communicator with them, and you need to be able to motivate and develop them. I think so much of this, so much of both management and relationships in general, comes down to communication. Now, that may it's sort of a cliche, it's certainly not a unique thought, but at the same time, there's so much disengagement in the management world. If you look at the statistics, I think we may have mentioned them earlier briefly, that 30% of employees on a national basis, aggregated data from Gallup and others, are fully engaged, emotionally committed to their organizations, and the other 70% are not, and are working at some degree of less than full productivity. And a lot of times, loyalty really either is driven by or founders on communication or lack thereof. And there's a lot of managers out there who, for a variety of reasons, are just not great communicators.
And I really believe, I mean, you just hit on a definite important thing, is even to have a relationship, you have to be able to communicate, correct?
Absolutely.
And you know, I just, it's like when I love to deal with passionate people. That's like my favorite thing to do. People that really care about what they're doing in life. And then there's the people that just show up. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I love the people that really invest in their life. If they're going to do something, they're going to try their hardest. I'm not sure that really goes under type A or type B, but it's just being passionate. It's just caring about what you're doing. And I have 4 children, and I've always really shared that with my kids, that if you're going to do it, why not do it your best?
Yeah, I think that kind of attitude goes a long way in the management world, too, if people realize that managers are sincerely committed to their enterprise, really believe and do their best for it. And so long as that drive, that passion is also accompanied by a degree of self-awareness, as I've said, of how you're coming across to others, then I think it's a perfectly good thing. And I think you could be type A or type B. I think the key thing would be how candidly and honestly and passionately you're communicating on a subject.
There you go. Victor, is this your first book?
Yes, it is.
Wow, congratulations.
Well, thanks.
Question, what are we going to find in your book?
Well, there's a lot of very practical tips. The way I sometimes refer to it is practical, tactical kind of management tips. I was in the business for a long time, and there were a lot of things that just jumped out at me as being important things to convey, whether it's how to set objectives with employees, how to manage conflict situations, how to develop them, how to delegate. I mean, there's any number of really hardcore, if you will, business topics that are in there to try to teach people how to be better managers. And as I sometimes sum it up by saying, it's not about sensitivity, it's about productivity. It's not about trying to be nice to employees because you want to be politically correct or something. You want to treat people in a decent way because ultimately they'll do their best for you in those circumstances.
Right. And so I'm looking at one of your management insights. Well-placed praise is one of the simplest but most powerful tools managers have. Cost is small, benefits are large. Type B managers who relate well to others are by nature well suited to provide praise effectively. So is that just saying, hey, thanks, great job? Or is that, you know, when somebody calls you up and says, hey, I just want to make sure I'm supposed to take this wall down and that, and you go, okay, yeah, that's right. And you click, okay, cool. Should you be saying, hey, thanks, I'm glad you asked, or?
Yeah, praise can take many forms, praise or recognition, whatever you want to call it, in management, in the business world. It can be formal. It can be an employee of the month or a bonus for a large project well done, or it can be very informal, a pat on the back, a thank you for a job well done, it was great working with you today. And oftentimes it's those small things make a big difference, as I often say. I have a chapter of that title. Praise and recognition and just rewarding someone for doing a good job makes a huge difference. One quick story I can tell is just that, having been in management for 25 years, I was involved with many, many employee surveys over the years. And one thing that always struck me was there was only one issue that came up time and time again in literally every employee survey I was involved with, and that was the issue of recognition or lack thereof. It was always a pain point. It was always something that employees didn't feel they got enough of. So clearly there are issues there on the part of management. That's not to say you should give praise where it's not well deserved. That does nothing but undermine your credibility and authority. But when it is deserved, why withhold it? Why be emotionally stingy? It's a good thing to give, and it makes people more productive.
I totally agree with that. It's kind of like watching some of the song, some of the shows on TV where they get up and sing in front of everybody, and you wonder, like, did their parents not ever say that they weren't that? You know, it's like, why? I don't know. But I do agree. I think that in general, everybody wants to feel complimented, and everybody wants to feel good about whatever they're doing in life. And just, hey, thanks for always backing me up. Thanks for, being here today. Thanks for doing a great job. You know, I mean, obviously, you don't have to say it every time, but mean it when you say it.
Everyone wants to, for sure, mean it when you say it, and everyone wants to feel valued for a job well done.
Yeah.
Nothing erodes morale more than just not feeling valued at all if you know you're doing a good job. That's the kind of thing that just makes people very demoralized, causes turnover, and leads to management.
And I really think it's a good manager that puts together a great team.
Absolutely.
So you kind of, it's not like, I always try to figure out, what do they love doing, right? Why not work from that? And instead of saying, I need you to do this, I need you to do that, and they're like, they're already stressed out because that's not their strongest point. What is it that you love doing? Why are you here? What is it that you think that you can add to, you know, our business?
Good managers, as you say, have insight into their employees, have insight into team dynamics, how people get along with one another, know how to motivate them, know how to stay away from things that demotivate them, and that's all part of, those are a lot of the things that I talk about, certainly. It's all part of being a good manager, is insight into the individuals.
Well, where do we find your book?
You can find my book on many book-selling sites, including Amazon.com. It's in a number of bookstores, but certainly Amazon is an easy place.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Victor, for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
My pleasure, Tim. Thank you.
You got it. Very good talking to you. All right, we are going to actually end this first hour with a moment of happiness. Life is a paradise for those who love many things with passion. We were just talking about that. And I really believe, I love dealing with people that are passionate. Be passionate about what you're doing in life. And you know what? We would love you to stay with us for our next hour. So we will be right back. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life in the 805.
Join Camarillo Hospice at the 7th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival, September 6th, 11 to 4 p.m. at the Camarillo Ranch. Expect lots of fun, food and drink, ICS-sanctioned chili competition, Pleasant Valley Lions Club barbecue, wine and beer, Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament, classic car display, fun and game zone for the kids, and live performances. All proceeds benefit Camarillo Hospice, a volunteer hospice and grief counseling center, providing free services to those facing life-limiting illnesses, grieving the loss of a loved one, or considering end-of-life issues and plans. To purchase tickets, visit www.camarillochilicookoff.com.